Good morning. This is Mark O with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, January 26th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up 10.5 cents at 5.22, March wheat up a nickel at 6.53 and a half, and March beans up 19.25 cents at 13.62 3/4. The USDA just announced that we sold 1.36 million metric tons of corn to China. That may be what's behind this 20-cent rally here in the last 24 hours or so. Another 103,000 metric tons of corn to unknown. So, again, that's probably what spurred this market. Is it going to be a case of buy the rumor, sell the fact? Good exports bringing lousy closes. We'll just have to see. The Russian government approved a $50 Eurodollar tax on wheat through June, $25 Eurodollar tax on corn. But the Australians are now sending wheat to China again. There had been a spat between the Chinese and the Australians, but now it looks like fairly substantial amounts of wheat are going out of Australia into China. We have heavy snows across the Midwest. That's going to really help a lot of the crops out there. Kansas crop took a 3% hit, but it's up from 34 last year to 43 this year, so 9 percentage points ahead of last year. And I think all these snows are going to certainly help replenish a lot of the moisture. Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas. So I think it'll be helpful. The Dakotas took a little bit of a hit on their crop ratings, but Illinois and Kentucky were improved, as well as Montana. So kind of a little bit of an offset there, but these snows will certainly help replenish some of the moisture out there. Really don't see much else here. You know, the beans have tried to come back. I think there's going to be a lot of resistance, you know, between 1365 and 1380. I'd really be surprised if we got over that. I don't see the fundamental justification. The oil market keeps bouncing around, gets hit one day, comes back the next. We were up 71 ticks overnight. Take a quick look at the daily chart. You know, we're only right now 20 points away from a new contract high close in the oil. Maybe we make a new high by the end of the month, make the highs on the last Friday of the month. But I'm just very skeptical out here. Brazil had good rains again. Argentina had some rains. It looks wetter out here. And I think they've kind of ended that cycle. So, you know, as I've been saying for a week or 10 days, you know, I see bigger Brazilian crops, less Chinese demand for the corn. They still have the African swine flu issue. It's hard to get an idea on just exactly what's going on there. But at the moment, the world doesn't seem too concerned with it. But, you know, overall, I think high prices cure high prices. And I'd be very surprised if beans came back and made a new contract high by the end of the month here on Friday. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.